Okay. Middle of Zeros. Remember? We're in chapter four. So he's talking about the middle level people. What's going to motivate you? So he says what's going to motivate the middle level people is going to be that in this world, you don't let yourself get away with the minimum. You don't say, well, if I could get away with making $1,000, why would I try to make $5,000? If I can get away with getting a decent car, why would I get the nicer car? If I can get away with getting, the middle row seat, why would I get the front row seat? If I can get away with getting economy, why would I get business? People don't think like that. People are like, if I can get it, I'm gonna get a hold of it. If I can afford it, I'm gonna want it. If someone else is getting it, I for sure want it. Right? So therefore, if that's the way people are, that should motivate you to get Olam Haba as well. For Olam Haba, all of a sudden you want to get away with the minimum. When you get to Olam Haba, you're going to feel like the same idiot you feel now when another guy got a nicer car than you. Or another guy got a nicer house than you. Or the other guy got a nicer seat than you. So for Olam Haba, you should use that same motivating factor, right? So our question was, why is this something so like worthwhile? What's he trying to say with this? Like, jealousy should be a motivator? I was thinking about it. I don't know if I could put into words yet, but I was trying to understand, to say that maybe he's like, he doesn't mean jealousy. He means to say people, there's a sense that people, you're not satisfied by mediocrity. Mediocrity is not a satisfying place to be. People want to excel in what they're in something in life. People have a desire to excel in something. And a person that's gonna, and most people don't, are not satisfied with settling for mediocrity. It's the nature of a person. Mediocrity means I get away with it, but like, you're okay with that until you realize, hey, I could have done a lot more. And then you're disappointed. Why did I settle? So if that's the nature of a person, don't, is that the jealousy? It's that the other person's accomplishment makes you realize that you really were just settling for mediocrity, and that makes you feel bad. So you're going to have that sense that you didn't accomplish if you don't get your act together now. And it's, I don't think he's necessarily saying the jealousy of it. Saying the other person's accomplishment is going to make you realize that you didn't really push yourself, and really what was going on is that you were settling for mediocrity, which is not something which people in this world are happy with. So it's the same way people are not in this world happy with it. You're not going to be happy with it in the next world. So remember that so that you could be motivated to succeed. That's I think what he's saying. It's a little bit of a more of an amicus to it. I don't think it's Tom jealousy. Now, if that's the case, he says, and then by the time you realize this, it's going to be too late. Anything that you can do b'chaychacha within your strength, I say you should do it. Ki ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'das v'chochma. There is no ma'aseh cheshbon or das or chochma b'she'ol in the next world. Shatahoy l'shama. In the next world, you're not going to be able to accomplish that much. Ha'inu ki ma'she'in adam oiseh ad shakorech maser bi'adam yiboyroi hu akorech habechiri maser loy. The korech that you have in this world is bechir. You'll not have that in the next world. In the you're not going to do it later in life, later afterlife. You don't have the ability. And then you're going to realize, oh, I was just being mediocre. Hey, I want to do more. It's too late. And if you didn't make the cheshbon of reaching your potential in this world, when are you going to make that cheshbon? So that's the middle level motivating factor. So the first motivating factor is that we want shleimus. The second motivating factor is realize that you're not going to be satisfied with mediocrity, because look at your friends, look what they did, and you're going to realize that you fell short. Now, acha'ara lechol ha'amoy. What about everyone else? A very simple motivator. Atzmon. Think about reward and punishment. Bir'ois. When you think about how deep Hashem's overall judgment is, that we have to be in constant awe and fear. Who is going to survive through the din? Hashem keeps track of everything. Hashem could repeat back to conversations. Every simple conversation a person had under any sort of even private circumstances, Hashem is keeping track of. So this motivating factor is much more about Yerushalayim. Okay. Now this is an old machlokes between the Chassidim and the Litvaks about this. Because Chassidim shied away from this. They're not into this.
Shied away from what
For
exactly?
motivating people using fear as a motivator. They felt that the ikkar motivator should be love, not fear. Should be the desire to accomplish rather than the fear of failure. Because the fear of failure is not going, even if you do it out of that motivator, it's not going to have the full life to it. Do it out of life, you'll have the full life to it. But the danger of that is that then you think you could cut corners because this is all about life, love. Then I can get away with stuff. And I can cut corners and I can do it because look, don't you see my intentions? See how much love I have for it? Yeah, but you have love for it, but you got to get your act together and do it, fully. And there's a concern that you may not do it fully. So. The Musar, the Bali Musar, and and the other, the more the Litvisha movement did promote more focus on Yira because their feeling was that Yira holds someone accountable, and we need that's a better motivator because that holds you accountable down to the T. This is an age-old argument. Here, the Maaseh Yesharim, which is neither a Chassid or a Litvak, seems to say that Yerushalayim is a pretty solid motivator. A person should focus on this because that will keep a person on the straight and narrow. And we find that Hashem even holds tzaddikim accountable. Avraham. Certain things he said by Me'ida, and because of that, he got punished, and he was Karas Brisim Avimelech. He got punished. Yaakov got upset at Rachel. He got punished. You see, even tzaddikim for small things, right? Yosef. Because he said to the Saramashkin, Kim is a Kartani, Nitoisul Shteshanim. So you see that all the tzaddikim were held accountable for their actions. David, Lefisha Karl Divater is Miris, Nana Shanichal Bedvar Uzav, and his Barber of Asim Chosay. Michal, Lefisha Chicha is David. So all the tzaddikim, very small things. So this should be a motivator to realize the Oimek Hadin. And by doing that, we should hold ourselves to a very high standard. Okay.
Wow.
Square.
Want to dive in first? Is that what you want to do?
Thanks.